USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease saying the country has not yet gotten the coronavirus under control, and this will be a very difficult week. On CBS's Face the Nation, Dr. Anthony Fauci said that America hadn't quite seen the peak of the outbreak yet. However, at Sunday's coronavirus task force meeting, Vice President Mike Pence said,
"We are beginning to see the glimmers of progress. The experts will tell me not to jump to any conclusions, and I'm not. But like your president, I'm an optimistic person, and I'm hopeful."
Former Rhode Island Governor Lincoln Chafee calling it quits on his run for the White House. Chafee announcing yesterday the timing is difficult for him to run as a Libertarian candidate in 2020. He ran for president as a Democrat in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he'll be wearing a face mask when he goes out into public because of the coronavirus.
It's important to follow the science. Listen to the experts. Do what they tell you.
The U.S. has now confirmed 330,000 cases of the coronavirus, and the death toll has climbed to at least 9,600. And again, government officials say it's going to get worse before it gets better. The Department of Veterans Affairs opening its hospitals to coronavirus patients, as VA Secretary Robert Wilkie says 1,500 beds will be open to patients around the nation. Wilkie says 100 beds are already open in the New York area, which has been the epicenter of the illness in the United States. Walmart ramping up safety measures after two Chicago area workers died from coronavirus. This weekend, the store began limiting the number of shoppers allowed in its stores to promote social distancing. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A single camera person wearing protective clothing has recorded a special message from Britain's Queen Elizabeth. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
In a rare address, Queen Elizabeth is offering some moral support to her people.
Together we are tackling this disease, and I want to reassure you that if we remain united and resolute, then we will overcome it.
Also, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is now in the hospital after testing positive for the virus 10 days ago. Officials say he's having some tests, and this is only a precaution. During his evening press conference, President Trump wished Johnson well. He said all Americans are praying for him.
U.S. Coast Guard search teams in the Maryland area turning their efforts to find two missing members of the Kennedy family from a rescue effort to a recovery mission. Maeve Kennedy Townsend McKean and her son Gideon Joseph Kennedy McKean went missing on Thursday afternoon on Chesapeake Bay. An overturned canoe the two had been in has been located. And former Vice President Joe Biden is expected to hold a series of virtual fundraisers. Biden reportedly planning to host a $28 a person virtual fireside chat later this month. Donors will receive login instructions to attend that online event. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.